As outlandish as the hours video, this video is arguably even more important for revealing what on earth is going on here. From the date on Nick's computer, we can see this video takes place 5 days after Burgeon. It begins with Nick communicating to us, the viewers, asking if anyone has seen this error message from Mojang. You'll see it in a few seconds. According to Nick, nobody else on the forums has gotten this error. This itself is important information. If Nick can't find any help, it either means that one, he's the only one targeted by the corruption and by it, or two, anyone else who was targeted was somehow silenced before they could report the bug. Nick complains to us a bit more that he can't get through Mojang support, but then reveals a crucial piece of information. This glitch has been happening since the crash on the 24th. The events of the Burgeon video did in fact happen on the 24th, but describing them as a crash is extremely strange. This brings into question the legitimacy of what we saw in the Hours video. Did Nick really experience all that? If so, why is he only calling it a crash? If not, and his game really just crashed after interacting with the black blocks, what on earth were we watching in Hours? He then finally pulls up the error for us to read in full, and the message is very unnerving.
Access denied. Minecraft wasn't able to start because there is current action item in your Mojang account preventing you from accessing our services. Action item: suspicion of intrusion with malicious intent. Make a new Mojang account at minecraft.net or type download in the allotted space below and press enter to cleanse your account's history and start fresh. This will redownload Minecraft's latest version and Java runtime launcher. Due to the infraction on your account, we will be watching you closely.
This sounds a bit sinister, even for Mojang. Nick rambles to us for a little longer before finally deciding to cleanse his Minecraft account. We get a brief flashing message from the console.
The cleansing has begun.
Before the window closes and a new folder appears on Nick's desktop. The readme confirms that the cleansing was a success, and ominously that Nick is being watched. Nick closes out the text, and right before the launcher pops up, we see static with the message, "Not for you," in the bottom left corner. But what's even stranger than all of that is the new launcher that greets Nick after the cleansing. Right off the bat, the launcher labels itself as Minecraft Beta 1.5.03. Nothing really off until you realize this version of Minecraft doesn't exist. In the real Minecraft development timeline, it went 1.5.01, 1.5.02, 1.6. Minecraft Beta 1.5.03 never existed. Nick is playing a fabricated version of Minecraft. This is further supported by all the official Minecraft links being 404'd. The final login message is also very cryptic. It seems eerily personalized. This whole launcher seems very hastily thrown together, but if so, then by who and for what? I'm getting a hunch it isn't from Mojang. But to finally get some answers on what on earth is going on here, we need to watch video 6, B1.503, Jar00. It's worth noting that this isn't actually the original title of the video. From an old video by Indomitable Sloth discussing the ARG, we can see the original title of the video was B1.503 Jar 33%. At the time, Nick also had 33 subscribers, so if we get him to 100 subscribers, will the jar be 100% complete? Well, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that if you are enjoying the video, then subscribing would be extremely appreciated. A lot of people watching these videos aren't subscribed, so if you could consider subscribing, it would truly help out a ton, and tell me you want to see more of these types of videos. But thank you so much. The video begins with Nick in windowed mode, before it transitions with some static into the gameplay. This version of Minecraft is off-putting to say the least. Ignoring the double beta in the top left, after Nick glances around, he opens a chest in front of him. The title of the chest reads Gift, and inside is a written book. The book is titled Cave Game Tutorial, and the author has just been cited as creator of Cave Game. You probably know, but Minecraft was originally called Cave Game when it was in development. But what you might not know is that written books weren't added to Minecraft until a year after this video was filmed, in Minecraft 1.3.1. This feature should not be here. This is verified when Nick tries to left-click with the book. He hasn't ever seen this feature, and he doesn't know how to interact with it. The book reads as follows.
This is 1.5.03, a new version of Cave Game. Please have fun and do not deal with matters that do not concern you.
Very ominous, and the second page isn't much better.
New game version that is made with of the over Cave Game versions from the error prone. Signed, the compiler of the current manifestation.
The more you read, the more this book descends into gibberish. You could technically interpret this line as made with some of the other cave game versions as if it was some twisted math joke, but the second symbol is lost on me. The author also signs the book the compiler of the current manifestation. There's that word again, manifestation. It doesn't seem like a coincidence that it would appear again, but who is the compiler? Why sign it so ominously? Nick opens his inventory and instantly the anomalies get worse. Three things that are ridiculously out of place. The shield slot not added till 1.9, the recipe book not in the game till 1.12, and worst of all, the new layered Steve skin, a feature not in the game until 2022. What on earth is going on here? The date on Nick's computer leads us to believe that these videos were recorded in 2011. If that's the case, what's with this onslaught of yet to be added features? As Nick turns around, we catch a glimpse of a black figure on a hill. Is that it? Nick begins cutting down a tree and